Welcome to Black Men's Mental Health Podcast. Society doesn't want you to blame anything but yourself. It's a trait, not mental health. People out there is not going to understand you until you let them know. You definitely got to take into account your mental health. You have to tune into your own mind. Hey, what's going on? It's your man Casanova Wings with another Black Men's Mental Health Podcast. I'm going to start this off a little bit different. I know you see the topic, but I want to give a shout out to some people. I'm not going to name their names because at the end of the day, I didn't even ask them if I could shout them out, but you know who you are when I'm speaking about. You know, sometimes when you are in the media world, when you're doing podcasting or critic or whatever, there gets to a point where you think maybe you're not really reaching the people you want to reach. Maybe you done went a different direction. Maybe it wasn't impacting things the way you thought it did or it did before. And I was getting there with this podcast. I was thinking like, man, you know, it's been a while since people have men hit me up talking about the life changing this podcast has done for them or things like that. I've gotten a lot of great podcasts, things like that, but not those impactful ones. So the other day I was on my Facebook, on my Instagram, and a gentleman reached out to me about 2-3 weeks ago. Like, I don't really check my messages that much. So I do apologize for that, but I don't really check my messages like that. So I checked my messages under the request saying, I said, you know, a young man was like, you know, just wanted to let you know, man, your podcast really changed my life. And I checked him out. He's an advocate in the community, helping out community. He was on TV for helping, for being an advocate for things. This young man's doing his thing. And for him to come and to take the time out his life to say that this podcast changed his life. If I had anything to do with influence him on the great work he is doing, you know, even if it's just a mention or him just thinking, listen to the podcast, it just honors me so much. And it reminds me of why I started this podcast, the purpose of this podcast again. Because I think over the past year, I've been kind of not getting away from the core of the podcast, but I've been kind of, you know, I introduce other elements like Cass is Crazy and opinions and stuff like that of what's going on. And not that the podcasts have gone down in any way or the quality or anything. I don't believe that. But I think it's because I went a little bit more commercial with it, which isn't a bad thing. Don't get me wrong. I wasn't selling out. I wasn't, you know, pandering to women and all that. So I wasn't doing that. But, you know, I kind of went a little bit like, let me talk about what's going on, things like that. And that gentleman's message really impacted me heavy. I showed it to my friends. I showed it to my wife, you know, and, you know, my wife's like, oh, baby, you know, your podcast, you know, has been an inspiration. A lot of people like, I know, but you know, it's been a while since I've gotten that inspirational. Like I've gotten, yo, your podcast is great. You know, hey, you know, block comments about things, but you know, to get that, you know, your podcast changed my life. You know, that happened early in the podcast where I had a gentleman that was riding the trucks all day long. And he said that he gets depressed at night. And what keeps him afloat is listening to the podcast that saved his life on the road. See, that's really why this podcast is here, because this podcast saved my life. As you know, my story, I went through depression, anxiety. I was in a facility for 2 days. You know, I was diagnosed with depression, anxiety, and sleep deprivation. And when I got out, I was looking for some type of help, and there was no help. There was no help for Black men. So, you know, I bought the domain blackmensmentalhealth.com, and I started this podcast. Just think I'm talking to myself for just my relief, and it just grew. And, the story, I didn't even know people listened to it. I didn't check the email or nothing. And I go check the emails. I see all these emails and stuff like that. Very impactful people. Like I changed their lives, things like that. And I was like, wow, you know what? And then I started to become more conscious of the podcast and things like that. I wrote the books and things things like that. So, you know, I appreciate, I really do, you know. Now I've had people talk about the book, the brand new book, Men Are Meant to Be Broken, changing their lives and them reading it and stuff like that. But, you know, for the podcast, that impactful, it changed my life, hasn't happened in a while. And that really, it really brought me back, guys, to, okay, you know what? Let me start focusing on some real issues affecting Black men. Now, I don't think any of the other issues I've talked about don't affect Black men. So in no way do I think I'm not addressing issues. But I do feel that there are other issues that I need to talk about, like the issue today. So the issue is narcissism, the Black men's non-mental health problem. And maybe the title's changing. I may work on that. But what I'm noticing is that we're labeled with a lot of things. I think originally when I was doing this podcast, I was talking about how so much things are labeled on us as characteristics or traits, but already mental health problems. But now we are cast with a mental health problem that really isn't us. Now, if you look at social media, you see all the time women talking about, oh, he was a narcissist. Oh, he was a narcissist. Oh, he was a narcissist. That seems to be the famous word now, narcissist. Every Black man a woman breaks up with was a narcissist. Even to the point where, like, even my wife said it one time. I was like, baby. And, you know, she's like, oh, I'm sorry. You're right. Yeah. Narcissist, the definition is people that have an unreasonable high sense of their own importance. They need and seek too much attention and want people to admire them. Now, doesn't that definition sound like people on social media? All the ladies that are walking around just with selfie, doing videos of their selfie. I see a lot of women, you know, Black, white, all of them, you know, do the video where they're just hanging out at a party, or they're showing their fit off, or they're looking sexy in the camera and videoing their body and their outfit. And, you know, you got these hosts of podcasts that do everything, these shock people that want to do, you know, videos and do pranks just to get attention. Doesn't that sound like a narcissist to me? It seems like the whole social media world is narcissist. Even the people, women that are on the social media trying to get attention and saying their ex was a narcissist. Think about it. You are literally on the internet right now, talking to yourself, trying to get clicks and likes, talking about doing the exact definition of what it is to be a narcissist. You're doing that, saying that your ex was a narcissist. Now, we have changed the meaning of masculinity, but also the meaning of narcissist now. Narcissism. Oh, God, I'm going to say too much. My mouth is getting dry. We have actually changed the definition. It's no longer of a person gaining attention. It's a person that breaks up with you and, you know, for whatever reason, you're a narcissist because of it. Because you don't want to be with her anymore. And I find a lot of Black women are saying that as well. Every ex was a narcissist. Every man was a narcissist. Literally coming from women that wear fake weave, fake eyelash, get BBLs. Their whole life is fake for attention, but Black men are narcissists. Like, look at the irony of that. They are doing the exact definition of what it means to be a narcissist when they are narcissists themselves. Because why, you know, for one, if you're on the internet telling your relationship issues and that your ex was a narcissist, you're the narcissist. You're the person getting the attention. I don't see your ex-boyfriend on there trying to get attention or get clout from your breakup, but you are. So at the end of the day, that's the exact definition of an influencer. People on the internet that do pranks for attention. They think they're all that. They think they're the best thing in the world. You know what kills me too? The whole internet is a narcissist culture. People put themselves on there. And, you know, and I think everybody has it. You know, everybody, myself, everybody. You know, but I don't complain and I don't say everybody's a narcissist. But I'm good. I already know what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? I already know that, you know, when I do video, when my wife do videos and stuff like that, we understand there's certain things we have to do for audience attention, personalities, editing, things like that, because we do want, you know, the attention. You know what I'm saying? Because this is, we want to be influencers. We want to, you know, we want to, you know, do businesses and stuff like that. So there's a certain amount of narcissists you have to have, and having confidence in yourself. In essence, I think any person that is famous has to be a narcissist, because at the end of the day, you have a lot of people telling you you are not good enough. But if you don't believe in yourself, if you don't think you're special, then you're going to lose. So at the end of the day, you know, being a narcissist is okay, but it just depended on how you use it. I think everybody has a little bit of narcissism. I mean, I think it's the worst mental health issue, because it's really not a mental health issue. You thinking you the shit and I'm the center of the world, because we live in a society that you have to be like that to be successful. I mean, this is the truth. I'm not trying to sit here and downplay it. You know what I'm saying? It's the truth. But black men in general have been labeled narcissists. We've been labeled that we're all about ourselves, we're selfish, especially when we hurt a black woman. And it could be a breakup where it was just applicable. It could be a breakup where maybe she cheated. But for some reason, when she defines her last relationship or her recent one, it's he was a narcissist. It's like they throw down he was a cheater, he was a narcissist, like they throw it in there for emphasis, to emphasize, see? That's what you get. And it's always with the black man. You know, it's like no matter what we do, we can't win. If we're too confident, it's misogyny. If we're too masculine, it's misogyny. When we're too cocky, rewind. When you're too masculine, now it's misogyny. When you're masculine, period, is misogyny. When you are confident in yourself and have standards, you're a narcissist. Like, you can't win. Anthony Mackie said something the other day. He said that masculinity pretty much the last 20 years has been attacked. And he's right. You know, and this is not even blaming women. If you look at a lot of our young men, you know, they're very sassy, they're very feminine, they're very emotional. Now, you can sit here and say because they were raised by single women, but this is not that podcast. But in general, men aren't men anymore. Because when they are men, now on one half, they are raised in a certain environment that allows them to be that way. But on the other, when they try to be men, they're kicked down. So when you try to be men, oh, I'm masculine. Oh, you, that's misogyny. When you are confident, oh, you're a narcissist. So we can't win in today's society. We can't really be men anymore, because we don't even know what men are. What is a man? You know, it's kind of funny. Women are mad at transgender men for becoming women and saying they're women now. But these are the same women telling men that they shouldn't be men. So you have men, you know, and like I said, I'm not here to debate, are you born trans or not? If you're a woman or not, I'm not here to debate that at all. So please do not quote me saying I'm here to the trans. That's not what I'm discussing. What I'm saying is, most men, where do they go? If I can't be a man and be masculine, and you telling me, you know, you're telling me, you know, I'm misogynistic, I'm narcissist, all this stuff, then shit, I'm gonna go be a woman. And now you got a flood of men. And, you know, because, it, you know, I'm not here to discuss genetics or nothing, but in the last 10 years, you know, we've gone from populations of the trans tripling, quadrupling in the last few years. Could that be genetics? Could that be an environment where people feel more comfortable to come out? I don't know. And I'm not saying transgenders were not around and they just pop. No, but it's just funny how all of a sudden men are gravitating towards being something else because they can't even be men. Now, I'm not saying that trans men, all men being trans are is because of that. So don't get me wrong. You know, if that's how you feel, you've always felt like that growing up, that's cool. But you can't tell me that there may not be a lot of men out there in the environment we live today that are thinking, you know, I'm not successful as a man. I'm told everything being a man is wrong. I'm gonna be a woman because women have it easier. You know, there was this a doctor, this latest psychologist. She wanted to do a it's been on the internet. She wanted to do an experiment. She was saying how men are misogynistic, you know, they're narcissists, blah, 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 and that being a man is not that hard and blah, blah. So she actually dressed up. I think she was like a stud woman, I believe. And so she dressed up as a man and she lived as a man for a year and a half. And at the conclusion, she was depressed. She was sad. And she concluded, she said, men have it so hard. She was like, there's no love for a man. She was like, it was horrible. And she wound up killing herself because of the depression. Now, this woman was hardcore anti-man. Men have it easy. And she became a man. And all of a sudden, she was depressed, anxiety. And she eventually killed herself. Now, I'm not saying that I feel like killing myself. And there may be men that feel like that. But women don't understand that. Women aren't really built for the life us men have. In my book, Men Are Meant to Be Broken, I speak upon how at the end of the day, you only become men through your trauma. Your trauma makes you a man. Your trauma makes you strong because you learn from that trauma. You flip it around and it gives you strength. Well, nowadays, we don't have the opportunity to do that anymore. Men don't go through it anymore. We're told that our masculinity is a threat to everybody. Masculinity is a threat to even ourselves. So they do everything to tell our young boys not to be a man. Be emotional, cry. You don't need this, you don't need that. And now you have a lot of these young men are in jail because their emotions got the best of them. They couldn't control it. You have a lot of men out here that are sad and lonely because they can't be men. You have a lot of men that are not comfortable in their own bodies now because they're told that being a man is bad. Now, I want to say once again, this is not taking away from the transgender movement or making it legit that men feel like women and they want to be women. That's not saying that at all. But just like how in the gay community, I've heard gays, that woman's not gay because she's dating a man or she's having babies by men, stuff like that. And they judge too, you know. And everybody in the gay community, as we know, I know we all know somebody that went gay. Not because they were really gay, it's because they had failed relationships. I know a few women that had failed relationship with men and they say, fuck this, I'm gonna date females because at the end of the day, it ain't working with men. And then statistically, 75% of relationships and marriages between lesbian women fail. But that's another podcast. But we are labeled as men with all of these issues. All of these things that are not us anymore. Like when if a woman says to me, I'm a narcissist, I say, yep, I sure am confident and I think I'm special. I sure am. Yes. Because they use it as every single man's narcissist. Just because he has standards, just because he doesn't stand for the okie doke, he's a narcissist. Women are so good at picking men and how men play games with all them getting pregnant, all them getting babies by these men. Every man broke, but they getting pregnant by the brokey. So at the end of the day, what we have to do as men, especially black men, is we can't listen to the narrative of anybody telling us who we are. We need to define who we are. I think I said in one of my books, you have to create your own world, meaning your own surrounding, your own friends, your own businesses, all that. You have to create your own world. What's great about America is that you can do that. You could do a lot of things in America you can't do other places. If you want to partner up with two females and or four females and buy a house, you can do that. If you want to have kids by multiple women and have a whole tribe of family, you can do that. If you want to just be alone on your own, just making your money, you could do that. See, the thing about America is, you know, technically we do pay to be in here. You know, you got to pay your taxes and stuff. But at the end of the day, the beauty is in the freedom we have, where you could create your own world. But you have to play the game. You have to know where you're at. See, the problem is that we don't play the game. We want the game to play the way we want to play it, not understanding that we're already on this chessboard and we have to play with the pieces we have. We can't bring nothing else from the outside in and say, okay, I'm going to use this. No, we have to play the board that's been dealt to us. And if you're good at it, then you can play the board where you win. But at the end of the day, you still have to play the board. See, and that's the problem. You know, there's so many women out there, women outnumber men now. So at the end of the day, there's going to be some woman or two women or three women that's going to love you and see you as a man and is going to respect your standards as a man. Don't waste your time with any woman that speaks, you know, narcissist, 50-50, all that stuff. Run away. Run away. If a woman says, oh, my ex was a narcissist, run. If she says, yeah, I don't do 50-50, run. Because it's not even about money. It's not about views on exes. Everybody's had bad relationships. It's how you present it. Because when you say those things to me, those are trigger words to me that make me understand that you are just about the internet. You're about the cancel culture, the woke people, things like that. So at the end of the day, I'm running. Because I already know that we're not going to have a relationship. Of course, guys, I'm single, but I'm not. But you know what I'm saying? So you have to understand, as a black man, you have to create your own world. Nobody's going to give you nothing. You know, when I realized that, that's when my life got better. That's when I found peace. I'm not ashamed anymore to be a masculine man. I'm not ashamed anymore to be a man, even in my wedding. You know, I have standards. My wife doesn't like it. That's fine. But at the end of the day, I have my standards. And she better obey the standards. Not out of control, but out of respect for me. Just as I respect her boundaries and things I know she wants or she wants to do or things like that. I respect it. Of course I do. But as a man, you have to lead your household. As a man, you have to be the final boss, like The Rock in the WWE now. You got to be the final boss in your world. No man ranks higher than you in your world. That's the only way we make it out of this fog that black men are in right now, is empowering ourselves. Because you have to understand, women in general are emotional creatures and they're ran by their emotions. You can never have a logical conversation with a woman because she will always bring emotions into it. And nothing's wrong with that. We are two halves of a whole. Women are meant to be emotional and see that side of it. So it's a beautiful thing. But only when it's structured with men. Just like being a man's a beautiful thing when structured with women. So I'm not advocating for one or the other. I'm just saying reality. We have to understand that this is how the world sees us as black men. And the thing is, we have to accept it and play the game. What happens is that people want to change the game. They want to be rebellious. They want to do things illegal, all this other stuff, instead of saying, okay, these are the cards I've been dealt. Let's look at Compton. Let's look at that. You know, you have two street gangs, the Bloods and Crips, that for years have been killing themselves. For years. Crack invaded, I think, in the 80s and the 90s. You know, Compton's nice. They have houses and shit like that. But it's run down and the gangs and all of that have run it down. Now, that's not the white man doing it. That's the black people doing it. Compton could be a nice urban area. But earlier today, I was listening to King Von, right? You know, the infamous rapper in Chicago with Lil Durk, and he got killed a few years back. You know, and I was listening to the music and the other day, and I was just under, I'm like, man, you know, this young black man had talent to feed his family, to get out of poverty, to help others. And he was expressing that talent through his music. But at the same time, he was out there killing people. He was out there game banging, involved in shit he should have been involved in. But why? Is it white supremacy? Is it legacy? Is it trauma through the years? Because at the end of the day, we give ourselves so many excuses about the negativity we spew on each other. We sit there and we cheer for the drug dealer, like Big Meech, to come out of jail. Like he's like this godfather figure. He was a man selling drugs to the community that killed thousands. But we celebrate him. Oh, Big Meech is out. Yay. Why are we celebrating a drug lord? Like, why are we praising him? Why are we sitting here cheering that Big Meech is out on a legendary scale? He's like a myth, a legend. And they're praising him, happy because he got out. See, I don't hear white people celebrating when one of their bad apples gets out. They do it quietly. He was on parties. He's been on video. He's been on Instagram. He's been on media. And it's like, wow, we actually celebrate this. We celebrate our criminals. We demonize our lovers. Let me repeat that. We idolize our criminals, but demonize our lovers, our good people. We get on social media, we brag, we act like we the shit while calling other people narcissists. See, it's very backwards. And unfortunately, those campaigns are attacking our black women. Black women are so strong, so independent, but they're easily led by stuff in social media. You know, I was watching old school videos like Biggie and Nas. You know, I'm from New York. And, you know, I see the women in the videos, right? They were like, you know, slender, good looking, in shape type women. You know, you had the thick ones. You know, I think like, you know, the only one that was thick was The Body. You know what I'm saying? What's her name? The Body. But like most of the time they were like good size women. You know what I'm saying? Now you look at these videos today. Oh, my God. And I'm not saying at any moment, I'm not saying big girls are bad. I'm not in any way trying to fat shame anybody at all. So I'm not doing that. But we made it that now that unhealthy habits are cool. Being fat and out of shape and you telling somebody that, you body shaming them. When people are on drugs, it's not dumb making bad decisions. It's a disease now. When you lose a competition, you still get an appreciation trophy and nobody could brag and be happy. Like our society has turned so horrible in general. What do you think was going to happen to the black man in all of this? You think that we were going to get away and walk into the sunset like, oh, shit, y'all got more problems than us? No. They're doubling down on the black man. They're taking away our masculinity. Because when you say somebody's a narcissist, you know, it's implications behind that. Oh, he's all about himself. He doesn't really like women. I saw this one meme where a woman was talking about if a guy is sleeping with multiple women. Now, you know, back in the day, he was the man. Now he must be gay. Can you believe that? And you had a lot of women in the comments say, yeah, girl, I agree with that. Uh-huh. Why he having so much sex with girls? He's trying to hide something. Like black women are quick to take away a man's masculinity. Anything we do manly is not manly. The only thing we can do is manly to them is be simps. Only thing we can do is be simps. Buy them whatever they want. Take care of their kids, even though they're not ours. Shower them with gifts, travel, all that stuff. When you a simp, that's a real man. And oh, he's a real man. And then even when they get that man that does all that, they treat him like shit. Oh, he ain't shit. He a simp. While still wanting black men. Think about it. When a black woman becomes a lesbian, she gets a black woman that looks like a man. And how they have sex? She straps on a dildo. Think about it. Dead. Or when a black woman gets with a white man, all of a sudden he start getting more black with his dress. He's getting the swag. He's getting the haircuts. So the thing that a black woman hates and bashes, she tries to turn every partner she with into that. That right there is the funny part of it to me. If you don't want a black man, then why, when you go to a woman or another race, you try to convert them to be black? See, because they're trying to turn them, they think they get this person, right? Whether it's the lesbian girl, whether it's the white guy or age, whatever. They think they get these people. And now, because they're so weak culturally, I could change them. Let me give you my version of a black man. Let me change you into my version of a black man. Because see, those guys want to impress. That stud wants to impress. So they'll do a certain amount of conforming for that girl. But a black man that won't conform and has standards, oh, they don't like that. Then you're what? A narcissist. Because I stand on business. So we have to understand that, you know, we have to understand the dynamics of the society today. And when we're called a narcissist, it's not really us being a narcissist. It's women not liking decisions we make as men. So we either got to be narcissists or sassy or undercover gay, all this stuff. I don't hear white women talk about doing that with their white men. I don't hear Asian women doing that with Asian men. I don't hear any other culture doing that but us. But I digress, because as a man, you got to understand that you're going to get attacked. You can't avoid it. But you got to choose right. Cause my brothers are going after the big booty, the big titties, all this stuff. And you're going to get exactly what you wanted. Big titties, big boobs. That don't mean she going to keep it for you. Big titties, big boobs, that don't mean it's for you. Look, I'm rhyming. So you have to understand that. As a man, you have to understand that, you know what? I'm building my own. If you're called a narcissist for it, fine, so be it. I'll be a narcissist by your definition. But when, you know, I've been fortunate enough to buy a new car. I've been fortunate enough to be able to give my son a car. He's going to be driving soon. So, you know, I've been fortunate enough in my life. The other day I went out to a party, and I don't really go out at all. I don't go out like that. But this night was a friend of mine. She's a sorority sister twice in Alpha Omega, and in Phi, she's in Gamma Sigma Sigma. I'm in Alpha Omega, and I'm a Phi Beta Sigma, and she's a Zeta Phi Beta. So she's my sorority sister twice, if you know, if y'all get that. So I went out there and I hung out, you know. I ordered drinks because the event I went to, she always gets me drinks. So I went out to her birthday. I said, yo, two drinks on me here, whatever. I was going to buy her more, but everybody's buying shots online. You know, it's her birthday. Cool. And I'm sitting there, and I felt out of place. This is no shade to anybody personal I know. Don't get me wrong. I'm just looking at the environment. So, you know, and I looked at my people, my black people, and I said to myself, I understand how people view us and why. We don't take care of ourselves health-wise. We don't, everything is violence and aggression for us, from our stance to our dress to even our music. And I get it. I understand. And I refuse to live my life that way, but I get it. I understand our culture. I'm black, born and raised, but I understand how others view us. And I understand that it makes no sense for me to even talk about white supremacy or Jim Crow and Trump becoming. It don't matter, because at the end of the day, we could solve all the problems that we have, our race relationships, but we have to resolve our issues within ourselves. See, the first, before you do the outer work, you got to do the inner work. I think it's like that with anything. And the problem is black people, we're fighting with each other for clout. Oh, you're a narcissist. Men are here like, man, fuck these hoes. I'm just fucking them. Give them babies. Peace. See you later. So it's on both parts. But we have to work on our relationship before we start pointing fingers. Because the way media makes it seem, you know, you think a black man walking outside is getting shot by a cop every day. When in reality, more white people get shot by cops than black people. That's just statistics. But you don't see it on media because, you know, that the narrative sells. I guarantee behind every bad negative post, there's money behind it. How many people really want to hear an article that's all happy? Nobody wants to hear that shit. We want information and drama. Those are the only two type of things we can go for. Information and drama. Information being the news, podcasting, what's going on. Drama could be the fights, the violence, the police, so-called police brutality, things like that. So at the end of the day, we have to understand as men that we need to take this trauma and we need to turn it into our victory. Create your own world. Don't worry about nobody else. If somebody that's with you or close to you doesn't agree with your views, leave them. You got to build with whoever you're with. Black women don't want to build. They want child support. They want to marry you and then take half of everything you earned even before them. But now that's a whole nother podcast. I won't speak about it. Whole nother podcast. But men, you're not a narcissist. Don't let nobody woman told you that just because you stand on standards, just because you stand on business, just because you're not taking her shit. Now you're a narcissist. You know what? I'll probably be a narcissist. I will probably always look out for myself, make sure my money's good before anybody else is. What is that? That kind of sounds like it's called life in. Everybody don't go home and cook their food and say, who can we get this food to? Because we want to be charitable to the world. No, you hungry, eat your food. Then if you have something left over, hey, I got this left over, sir. Do you want this? See, that's the reality. But people are mad because, oh, you're not donating. Oh, you're not doing this. You're not doing that. Blah, blah, blah. They judge you on rates that they can't judge themselves. But back to the party I was at. I was at the party and I was just looking around. I was just like, man, we're so overweight. We're so living unhealthy lives and blaming it on a whole entire race. Now, I'm not saying that I haven't ran across prejudiced people or situations. Don't get me wrong. I have. But regardless, I always say those people aren't racist. They're just evil. Because the thing is, it takes more control to be selective evil. Meaning, if I look at a black person, I hate this black person. Hate them. But you know what I'm saying? You're just channeling all your evil to that one thing. Because if you didn't have evil in your heart, you have hatred in your heart, you would say, hey, I mean, I agree with it. But you know what? You are who you are. As long as we don't cross paths or whatever, we good. America's big enough where you don't have to. Let that sink in. But I know that it's been a journey lately with the narcissist statements and men feeling a certain way. But understand, brothers, you are not a narcissist. Your woman just can't stand your standards. Never be ashamed to be who you are. If you're a cocky son of a bitch, be a cocky son of a bitch. And I'm sure there's a woman out there that will love it. If you're a nerd like playing video games, man, do your thing, bro. If you have a family, establish the boundaries with your wife. Don't curse her out. Don't yell at her, but let her know, baby, These are the things I want in the relationship. These are the things that are happening, and I need that respect from you for us to make this happen. Start leading in your life. Don't worry about the comments. Don't worry about people talking about you. Who cares? Fuck them. Fuck them. Because at the end of the day, you're building your life. You're doing what you got to do for you to be the man that you know you can be. So don't listen to that. Don't listen to nobody telling you a narcissist. I don't care if you're a cast. You're a narcissist. Sure am. While I wear my red bottom Louis sneakers, you know what I'm saying? My Louis bag, my Keith and James hat. You know what I'm saying? My J.A. Bosch jackets, my polo sneakers, my Jordan. You know what? All of that I got because not because somebody gave it to me, not because I worked hard for that. Not because I think I'm privileged and I deserve Jordans. And, oh, no, it's because I'm privileged because I work my ass off on my job, get paid good money and buy the shit I want. And I don't care what you call me. You want to call me a narcissist? Go ahead. Then I'll be that. But if a narcissist is what it takes to be this successful, I'll be that all day long. Fuck that. Presidents are getting elected. Congress people, media people. They are all narcissists. All of them. And they're the ones running the world. And we're sitting here pointing fingers at each other. You know what I'm saying? Mad because a man want to go 50-50 with you. 50% of your bills from 100% of your bills? The math don't be mathing. So don't let anybody tell you that. If you do, say, sure am. Because what are they going to do then? Don't nobody want to do business in anything personal or business with a soft ass, quiet chump. So at the end of the day, if you move your life forward, you're not a narcissist. You're just a man on standards and business. Nobody wants to be around a man that's not confident. All right, people. I appreciate you so much. I really do. I really want to say this guy's name, but like I said, I didn't get permission. And like I said, I don't want anybody blowing him up. He looked like he was working. So, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I don't want to, you know, shout him out on the thing. But I appreciate you, brother, for bringing me back, for having me see the light again on what I need to do. I do appreciate that. And I appreciate all the listeners. Like, I really do. Go check out my book, Men Are Meant to Be Broken, out right now. Try and get to be another bestseller of mine. Pick up your copy today. Definitely go to couplechris.com. Check out all our reviews and what we do over there. Check out me and my wife, Divorce Not an Option, every Thursday. It's on YouTube, youtube.com/@divorcenotanoption. You get to see my face. Woohoo! And yes, that somebody did ask me, that is really me. Because somebody would say, oh, you talk a little bit differently than your podcast. And they're right, I do. But that is me, guys. That is really me. That's my wife. We've been together 22 years, married for 18, close to 19. So can nobody want to back check me and all that? Have fun. Of course, I'll go to Casanova Williams and find out everything I'm doing. Find out about me, my background, other things as well. Of course, you go to blackmensmentalhealth.com. Listen to this podcast and all other podcasts, which I know y'all been doing. So, you know, I get the back end, so I know what y'all been doing. Also, you want some products, man. I'm doing a campaign right now, cultured.skin. That's the website, cultured.skin. Go to the website, check out our products. A lot of things we do have available now. Or, you know what I'm saying, we could pre-order some stuff and get it in within 3 days. So let me know, okay? But like I said, I appreciate you so much for the love, for the attention. You know, you just make me feel narcissistic right now. But I really appreciate you guys. I really do. Until next time.